from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Seconds left. 2-1 Panthers. Fans to their feet. Bouchard. Pass missed. Dreisaitl. Down to our right. Forsling in the corner. He'll try and hold this. 10 seconds left. 2-1 Panthers. A dream 30 years in the making,
yeah!
Is a reality.
Oh!
The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
Lord Stanley is coming home. You always will have a place in South Florida. Oh, my God.
The Panthers have won the Stanley Cup for the first time in franchise history.
Yeah!
Start the celebration, South Florida. The Panthers have done it.
Stanley Cup champions!
The Florida
Up
Panthers.
On the mountaintop. Uh-huh.
The Florida Panthers are the 2024 Stanley Cup champions.
Oh, we crossed the finish line, buddy. We crossed it. Oh, what a group of bunch of guys. Paul Maurice, congratulations. Oh, what a team. What a gutsy effort. That is some cojones, boys. Wow. Oh. Oh.
They did it. The team from the start of training camp had one goal, and that was to get back to the Stanley Cup Final and finish the job. Mission accomplished. The Florida Panthers are the 2024 Stanley Cup champions. Soak it all in.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few.
Sing it with us, South Florida.
The drought's over.
Come on, Dono.
Let's go.
We are the champions, my friends. And we'll keep on fighting.
I am picturing the Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks 2, I think, was the one that this song was in.
Just such a hockey song.
It
isn't
is.
It? Oh, my goodness. We did it. We did it. Game 7 goes to the home team, to
the
Cats.
Way, hearing Bill Lindsay, especially,
oh,
and of course, Doug Plagan's consummate professional, the emotion from Bill Lindsay just gave me chills.
I told you while we were playing, I said Bill Lindsay should have gotten the stupid Conn Smythe trophy. They gave it to Connor McDavid.
Yeah, which is like, whatever. Well, so
I was a little fired up about it because I had a bunch of Panthers. I bet on a bunch of Panthers to win it.
Oh, well, yeah, and it doesn't. So the Conn Smythe, it's for the overall playoff MVP, but it usually does go to somebody who wins the cup, but like. McDavid, he just compiled so many points.
He did.
Like
he
had more assists than anyone else had points. But at the same time, like the reason why it was a little bit controversial, I don't think it was very controversial that he won the Conn Smythe, but the fact that he was kept off the score sheet for the final two games of the series kind of made people feel like maybe he shouldn't have been the one to win it. But he put up the stats, that's for sure.
Well, it's a celebration here on QAM this morning. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay on the call last night. That was that was something, man. And what a tense 3 hours last night through Game 7. The Panthers pull it off, a defensive struggle, and Sam Reinhart ends up being the game winning goal scorer. There, he got that one. And man, this is interesting, man. All these texts coming in here this morning. I love hearing people's thoughts on this. Love hearing people celebrate Dono. And this is a good text. I'm just trying to read through the text. I'm sorry. This guy says to all the other head coaches in South Florida, see what happens when you come on 560 for interviews. There you go.
Well,
Paul Maurice is a regular.
Still does, right?
That's true. Yeah. Mario comes on, so hopefully he'll
come
get
on.
Some
Spo,
of that,
get on here.
Some of that good juju here from all this stuff that we are hopefully we can parlay this into more success, Dono. That would be nice. But it's the Panthers' day, and it's our callers' day as well.
Somebody was telling me that if Inter Miami win the MLS Cup,
it'd be the first city ever.
The first city with five like major sports champions, including MLS, with first city to ever do that. If we can get it done,
it's on you now, Messi. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right.
So it'll be the biggest championship Messi's ever won. Right. Bigger than the World Cup. Bigger than Champions League.
I don't know what else he's won, so I'm going to say that yes, Dono. This will be the biggest in his career because I don't
the Paris League or the French League.
I don't follow international soccer, so as far as I'm concerned, this is his holy grail of championships. All right, Dono.
Let Messi know.
Please do if you can find him. Please do. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Caller, go ahead. You're on the air.
Am I on?
Yes, you are. Who's this?
This is Nick out of Youngstown, Ohio. How the hell are you guys doing this fine morning?
We are good, Nick. So how are things in Youngstown?
Things are good. I just moved up here from South Florida. I lived there my whole life, all 28 years. And just what an incredible run. I grew up playing hockey at Incredible Ice. And
cool, man. That's cool.
The ice den, yeah.
Yeah. I just want to say also, this what a Stanley Cup run. If you think about the Goldie Gauntlet we had to get through. Mm-hmm. Andre Vasilevsky, guaranteed future Hall of Famer. A young Jeremy Swayman and Igor Shesterkin, two young and upcoming top five goalies. And then to take out the best player in the NHL, I just couldn't believe my eyes last night. It was a long time coming. I've always said I'm the bad luck charm. We had to get out of South Florida for my teams to win, and we just started good with the Panthers last night, baby.
Thank you for leaving.
I'm so excited.
Nick, that's awesome, man. Hey, go run. I don't know if you're near like Ohio State, but why don't you go like run through there with your Panthers jersey on this morning?
They stole my national championship in 2002. I hate those freaking Buckeyes.
Me too. Me too. Go run through there with your Panther jersey on. Yeah. All right, go run through there.
That's not even a hockey town. They don't even care about those stupid Blue Jackets.
Everyone out here knew who I was.
Yes, sir. Hey, Nick, thank you for the call, man. Enjoy the celebration. All right.
Let's go, Panthers, baby!
Love it.
That's awesome. Nick
and
is fired
great.
Up.
So he grew up. So the Incredible Ice is what they used to call the Ice Den.
Yeah.
So like he grew up like playing at the old Panthers facility. So that I'm happy for Nick.
Man, there are so many ties like in this whole South Florida thing. You think of all the former players that are involved in the organization, and they brought Louie out to bang the drum last night. You heard Billy Lindsay on the call. Jovo, I know, was at the game last night. And there's just there's a lot of ties.
Jovanovski was wearing
here.
A Kachuk T-shirt, by the way.
Nice.
I don't know if you saw.
Nice.
He couldn't spring for the jersey.
Yeah. No. We'll get him one. We'll work on it for next season.
Well, Adidas is like no longer doing the jersey, so those jerseys are flying off like hotcakes right now.
Yeah, all right. Let's keep it moving here on the phone lines. Get everyone in and out here. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Johnny from Miami.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing?
All good, man. This is huge, guys. I tell you why. I never in my life watched hockey. but I watched the game from beginning to end yesterday.
And it
grabbed me. It grabbed me, and I was so happy for the Panthers. You know, I never watched hockey, and never caught my attention. I'm more of a football guy, but I watched the game. And I watched the game, and I was super excited for Miami. I was super excited for the Panthers.
So yeah. are you gonna parlay this into a hockey watching career? Are you gonna be back in for next season?
I'll watch every now and then. It did catch me. That's why this is huge, because now it caught my attention. You know, I was watching, and I was calling penalties. You know, and I don't even know the rules, and I'm like, oh, that's icing.
so every
time there was a penalty, I was like, oh, that's icing, and now I'm starting to understand a little bit more. You know, and that's why it's huge.
That's good
stuff.
It caught
a lot of people attention. I'm sure there's thousands of people out there, millions of people like me, you know, that never watched, but they were watching yesterday.
That's a great point. Hey man, enjoy the celebration. Thank you very much for the call here this morning. I told you when we started, Don. I was listening to the afternoon show yesterday, and Will Manso came on there, and he made that point that there's a lot of fans like that caller we just had that are like, and look, I know the Panthers don't have a huge built-in fan base, right? This is not clearly not Hockey Town USA or anything like that, and this is a football first town, and the Heat have a lot of, you know, that goodwill as well. But yeah, that was the thing that, like, Will was talking about yesterday that I found so interesting. It's like the fan, like that caller, who are kind of just jumping onto this or kind of just getting into this, and that is how you build a real fan base. And, you know, the Panthers are starting to do that. And that's kind of the cool thing about this, and why that game last night, among many reasons, was so big, right? It was such a huge, huge game for this franchise to not only, you know, keep these fans that are kind of jumping in, but, you know, obviously to avoid the letdown of what that could have been last night. But that is cool, man. That is cool. I think the Panthers earned themselves a whole lot of new fans.
Yeah, there were proclamations being made by, like, NHL people who have, like, my history as an NHL fan really just goes back to the Panthers franchise. But a lot of folks who have a greater perspective on that league were referring to, before Game 7 last night, calling it maybe the biggest game in NHL history, or at the very least the biggest game of the century. So at least the last 25 years, because Stanley Cup Finals don't often get to the seventh game. And then you think about the circumstances of this one, where, yeah, internationally it would have been a bigger story had the Oilers won that game, because it would have meant coming all the way back down from 3-0. Obviously we're happy that they didn't, but you had that for historical context. That hadn't happened since 1942. The Panthers, part of history, first championship for this, you know, 30-31 year old franchise, which was so history was going to happen either way. You don't often get to game sevens in this spot. So yeah, I mean, people who have been covering this league for decades were calling that perhaps the biggest game in NHL history last night.
Texter here says, I don't follow hockey. It's the first time I've been on edge for 3 hours straight.
Wow.
So, again, there you go, man. You just got another fan. You got another fan for life there, probably, right?
Yeah.
What a day to be alive. It's a shame Big Head isn't here to celebrate with us. We are the champions.
He's celebrating somewhere.
He is. Joe will be back with us tomorrow, guys. Joe will be back tomorrow. And the Panthers, look, the Panthers could win, because if something big has to happen while Joe goes on vacation. You know that. That's like Joe's signature thing.
Yeah.
He goes on vacation. You know, they get LeBron. They go on vacation, like, you know, Dwayne leaves. Like, there's all this crazy stuff that's happened while Joe goes. So something always crazy happens while he's gone. I figured it was going to be the Tua contract.
I figured
the Tua contract would get done while he's gone, but because I also thought this series would have been over, you know, a week ago, but that's neither here nor there at this moment. All right, let's keep it rolling here. These callers have been very patient. We'll keep it going and get another caller on here. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, am I on?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, this is Ricky from Rhode Island. What's up, Woody?
Hey, Ricky. How you doing, my friend?
Good. I mean, you guys could call me a front runner. I'm a Dolphin season ticket holder. My son goes to the U, and I started going to Panther games with a great guy who sits next to me. I met Bill Zito, Matt Caldwell, and I went to the Bruins games up here in Boston, and then I was down for the first two Cup games against Edmonton. And I was just really happy for Bill Zito. The players, and I think Bill Zito said it great. He was like, they're just all good guys down here. There's not even a single player on that team that you want to dislike. So I watched the game with my wife, my daughter. My wife kept going upstairs. She was getting stomach aches because she was getting too nervous. And like the previous callers, we're not huge hockey fans, and we're like, that's a penalty. The referees are cheating. But I'm really happy for South Florida, happy for the players. And, you know, it was so enjoyable watching hockey. And like I said, similar to the previous call, I'm a big football, big basketball guy. I know Joey Mazzulla. He's from the town over from me. I know his dad who passed, and super happy for the Panthers. Congratulations. And I love your show. Listen to it Monday through Friday. Love the Dolphin talk. I think you guys do a great job, and you somewhat agreed with you on Jack banging the drum a couple games ago. I'm going to finish. So I'm gonna hang up, and I appreciate you guys so much. Take care.
We appreciate you as well, Ricky. That's really nice of you to say, and thank you for the call. This is, to me, like, this is the coolest part of this whole thing, is that you are now going to get fans like that.
Right.
And this can really become, you know, you can get an atmosphere going over there, at, you know, in Sunrise and all that stuff that comes along with finally winning one of these.
Because, well, I remember
cool.
that was me in 96. And like I got into it, obviously the actual final round was a sweep loss, but I started getting into it during the playoff run. Like I remember the Flyers series and then the Penguins. And then I went to a couple of those games with my dad. And that's when, you know, that I really, like, I went 0 to 60 with my, like, hockey to me prior to that was like the Mighty Ducks movies. Like I went 0 to 60 into it during that playoff run, which wasn't even a Stanley Cup win. Now the Panthers get that Stanley Cup. So this is going to create a new generation of fans, young and old, right? We've had, you know, adult and middle-aged callers who are just hopping in. I'm sure for the kids out there, we heard from the 8-year-old earlier, I'm sure the kids are getting into it now too.
This guy says, not to get too political here on you this morning, Gano, he says, let's dump these old bums and let's put Paul Maurice in the White House. There you go. So he went after both candidates. That's okay, right?
We can agree on that.
Paul Maurice, by the way.
I think he's Canadian. I think he's Canadian, though.
Oh, he's not even American?
I don't think he can be president. Right. I don't think a Canadian.
Is that what the qualification is now? You just have to be American,
I'm
right?
I'm pretty sure you have to be like a naturalized born citizen, and I'm pretty sure Paul Maurice is Canadian. But you know what?
He probably is, judging by his accent.
I'd put him in the what do they call the Canadian White House? It's probably
the prime minister.
Yeah. No, I mean like the house that they live in. I know it's the prime minister or whatever they call. Put him in the Canadian version of the White House. Let's get
he's from Sault Ste. Marie, Canada, by the way.
As Canada's number one enemy, you should know this, Donna. You should know what their White House is called.
That's true. But you know what? If they could put Paul Maurice in there, I would soften on Canada.
He'd do a good job,
I think.
He's very calm. He's got a calming, you know, personality. He's funny.
Yeah.
Charismatic. I think he'd do a nice job.
He would give a great presser.
This is funny. 954 says, love Joe Rose. Been listening to him for 30-plus years. You just said good things happen when he's on vacation. Can he vacation the whole football season? Maybe he'll have a Dolphins celebration. That's funny.
What a gig that would be if they just pay Joe, whenever there's games going on, just go on vacation.
Yeah, 703 says, get your championship swag at the Panthers store locally. Shop local. Caneswear.com, my friends. Caneswear.com. They have all the Panthers gear. It is important to shop local. We don't need to support the conglomerates this morning, right, Donno?
Yeah, that's right.
Those guys have enough. Those guys have enough. Let's support our local businesses. Yeah.
Brett,
you know, the
Brett
coolest
the
thing? Yeah, Brett is the best
Love
over
that,
there.
Dude.
You know what? So Brett, you know, I was telling him about the rats, right? And I had rats from back from 96. I have a painted John Van Beesbrook rat.
Wow.
And so when they started doing painted rats, I thought that was like the coolest thing. I actually have, so I now have the Barkov, Kachuk, and Bob rats that I got from Caneswear. And I was talking to Brett and he goes, hey, we're going to start making customs.
Ooh.
So I have rats with the kids' names on them now.
Oh, that's cool.
And I have those as part of the rat family. So I have I have the old rats, I get the new rats. And so Caneswear is doing custom rats, which make for a really nice gift if you like me, you have a young one who enjoyed the championship here. So, all right, we're going to take a pause. We're running a little behind, but we have plenty of time to take your calls here this morning. We're wide open. The Panthers are Stanley Cup champions. That is going to be a neat thing to get used to saying here this morning. The Panthers are Stanley Cup champions. We're going to try to hold it down for you here this morning, Dono. Contain our celebration here. We got to like contain our emotions.
I'm going to need a big nap
morning.
Later today.
man, this is I got to tell you, that was about it. I've never felt that tense watching a sporting event that I can remember in recent memory. You know, and I told you the feeling of winning that one last night. I can only compare it to 2006 Heat.
I mean, I definitely like game six against the Spurs. The
yeah,
shot,
that was great.
Overtime.
That was great.
But I was tense during that.
But those
as well.
Teams were also, I mean, they were monster favorites, right? I mean, yeah, and all that, yeah, that stuff. That Heat team in 2006 just felt like this Panther team. Like there were so many guys on that team that you wanted to see it happen for them, right? Whether it was Dwayne or whether it was Alonzo Mourning or Udonis Haslem, or you know, they had some older vets on that team too, right? It was a Gary Payton, Jason Williams.
And then Jason
Gary Payton
Williams
hit the big shot in game three, right?
That's right.
And then
Jason Williams kept screaming like after, I'm not a cancer, I'm not confused, because that was one of the narratives that people were trying to put on Jay Will, was that he was like a bad, you know, teammate or whatever. And then that was a weight lifted off his shoulders.
And then you have this Panther team that's like, I have the same vibes, right? Because there's so many guys on that team. There were guys that have been in the league forever that haven't won it, right? Yeah, Bob jumps into your mind. Bob is what was he, 36, 35, 36. And so he gets his first. Paul Maurice getting his first was, and you just see his face when he held up the cup. That was really cool.
He had this great speech afterwards, where, you know, people were asking it, like talking about it, like how happy he was asked a question about like how happy other people are for him to win it. And he made the comparison of, you know, those commercials with the Sarah McLachlan song of the animals, like in the shelters, and like he was talking about how like people were pitying him as if they were watching those commercials with the animals.
I hate those commercials. I have to turn those commercials off.
They make me tear up.
Yeah, well, I have to turn them off because I can't explain to the kids what's going on here. Yeah. Like, why is this commercial so sad with all these animals? But So today is a celebration day. I see we have callers on hold. We're going to take a very quick pause. We're just going to run through calls and your texts, and we're going to celebrate here this morning on WQAM. This is something you don't get to do very often. It's been about 10 years since we've had a chance to celebrate a championship down here in South Florida. So we are we're going to enjoy this one here. The parade, by the way, is I believe going to be on Sunday. That's what I was seeing last night, that it's going to be in Fort Lauderdale.
We should get boats involved in that. Can they go down the river or something?
Donna, well, I'll take whatever kind of mode of transportation I need to take to get into that parade.
Well, you're big time. You'll land in the chopper at the top of a building
somewhere. I may have to. We'll take a pause. Get to your calls, and we will continue to celebrate. The Panthers are Stanley Cup champions here on WQAM.
You know, you don't think, again, you don't want to think too much ahead of yourself. You just stay with the moment. You focus on one moment, because again, the opponent gave us a good fight. It was a true final, and they didn't give back on any step. So it was a good win for us.
Big Bob. After the Panthers get the 2-1 win, boy, what a game last night for Sergei Bobrovsky, who his story has been pretty wild. Talk about a guy that just didn't look like it was going to work out, Dono, and all of a sudden he is, in my mind, the Stanley Cup Final MVP.
Absolutely.
He was in the mind of whoever votes for that nonsense. But anyway, I'm Hollywood. He's Dono. Trevor's driving the program here today, and the Panthers are Stanley Cup champions. It is a moment and a morning of celebration that you do not get very often as a sports fan. And it hit me yesterday, again, when I was listening to the afternoon show, I heard Will Manso say this, that it has been 10 years, a little over 10 years, since we have celebrated a championship down here. 2013.
For the old
Miami
heads
Heat.
Like us, it doesn't feel like that long.
It doesn't.
But for like
it
the
really
teenagers
doesn't.
Out there, it probably feels like an eternity.
It's amazing because you think about that LeBron era and those championships, and you're like, all right, that doesn't feel like that long ago. Because I feel like we kind of went from like the LeBron era into the Jimmy era, but it didn't, right? There was those years with Chris for a little bit, and Dwayne, and you know, Dwayne went back and forth, all these different teams. He ends up coming back. And there's a lot of stuff that went down all those years. And the Panthers have been sort of, you know, getting there, knocking on the door a little bit, and they've been gradually getting better. And they made the step last year to get to the Stanley Cup final, came up short there, and then they go up 3-0 in this series, ends up getting back 3-3, and It was about the most nerve-wracking 3 hours as a sports fan you'll ever experience. And hockey can do that to you, by the way. Hockey is the sport that can really do that to you.
And playoff hockey, specifically Stanley Cup Finals hockey, but playoff hockey in general, it's like a different sport than the regular season. I mean, the intensity levels, just for any playoff game, the intensity levels ratchet up so much compared to the regular season. And then you get to, and again, we don't see game sevens in the Stanley Cup Finals very often, where both teams know, this is the last time we play hockey for 3 months. We have no reason not to put it 150% out there on the line. And you saw that sort of intensity and physicality because it was literally, there is no tomorrow, no matter what happened in that game.
You did. And look, I do, by the way, I give Edmonton a lot of credit, and Connor McDavid is spectacular. And I don't know what the final number was, Donovan. I think he played 60 minutes in that game last night. He played a lot.
I can find that. Hold on.
And the other thing that, by the way, that comes out after these, when these series wrap up, is all the injuries that these guys have been playing through. And hockey players play through some of the most bizarre injuries you'll see. I mean, they're broken bones.
So the McDavid time on ice, he did lead the entire, I think both teams he led, but it was 25 minutes and 42 seconds was his time on ice.
I felt like he played the entire third
period. Felt
that
way, yeah.
Texter here says, as a game seven of Marlins versus Indians in this game, felt a lot like that one. Amazing. Yeah, that was at 97. So
yeah.
That was a while ago.
That was special.
We will do this, by the way, in the coming days here. We're going to talk about which your favorite of the championship teams. And today, we'll say that for jokes. I know he wants to do that. But teams that come to mind, obviously, again, like this to me felt like the 2006 Heat.
Yeah, it felt like that.
It felt like that. I loved that team. I loved this Panther team. And I also loved that Marlins team, by the way. The 2003 Marlins team was like, I'm talking about a likable team.
Even though I know that like 97 was their first one, but 2003 felt a little bit more special to me.
Yeah, because 97 was like the one where they bought all the players. Right,
because in 2003 they had a really young team, and that was, you know, Dontrell Willis and Miguel Cabrera were sensations that year. And then you had Josh Beckett had the insane playoff run on the mound for the Marlins, and then you had to beat the juggernauts, the Yankees, in the World Series.
The only difference here with this Panther team is they're not going to dump all their players here and rebuild like the Marlins did every time they won a championship. The Panthers are going to be good for a little while here, man.
Yeah.
Like, they are going to be a really good team here moving forward. That's the cool part about this, and I think they added so many fans with a win last night. A couple quick calls here before we're up against the break. Couple quick calls here. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead. Who's this?
It's Jimmy from my mobile. I'm driving on the turnpike.
Hey, first, Jimmy.
How you doing? Got a couple of points. First of all, congratulations to South Florida. We did it. We owe it. We should celebrate and enjoy this one. It's a great feeling. I want to congratulate the classiness of the Panther organization first. They brought a guy in, Kyle Oposo, from Buffalo. And, you know, he's a good player, not a great player, but they made this trade to make sure or give this guy an opportunity to win a championship. What a class move. They didn't have to make that move, but they did. That's point number one. Point number two, what an injustice that Bob did not get the MVP last night. Connor McDavid, great player, nothing taking away from him, but he didn't show up for 4 games. Bob took 3 games off, but when we needed him, he was there. He's the MVP. And when Edmonton needed McDavid, where was he last night? I know he set the record, he broke Gretzky's record and all that, great, but Bob won this for us. So what an injustice. I'm going to hang up and listen to your comments, and let's celebrate this one, guys. This is great. Thank you.
I appreciate the call very much. Look, man, I'm not big on giving those trophies to losers.
Well, the only thing I can say is, like, this, and I know most of the people, hopefully most of the people listening know this, but, like, the Conn Smythe, it's not the finals
MVP.
It's the whole playoff. So it's different. Like, obviously, you know, the NBA finals MVP, it never goes to somebody who's not on the winning team because it's for that one series. Like, this is for the entire playoff. The funny thing is, though, if you're Connor McDavid And, you know, he didn't even, like, come out to receive the trophy because, you know, I'm sure he's the captain of the
World. Like, what is he going to come out on the
exactly.
ice?
Exactly. Yeah, like, you're not going to come out there. You're not like, oh, you lost the game, but here's your individual award. Like, so I think
very embarrassing if he came back.
It would have been embarrassing. So I'm glad he didn't. But it's like McDavid probably isn't even going to appreciate that Conn Smythe maybe until he retires, right? Because, you know.
Yeah, I mean, look, the funny thing is if he never wins a cup, I assume he'll win one at some point.
You would
think.
We said that about Dan Marino, but.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this guy, Connor McDavid, seems to be a generational talent in the NHL. I assume he'll win one at some point.
Yeah.
But, if you don't win one, imagine just having that thing sitting alone in your trophy cabinet or whatever. All right, we got to take a break. If you're on hold, just hang in there. I promise we will get to each and every one of you. We have plenty of time to take your calls here this morning. We're going to take a pause. It's a celebration here on WQAM today. This is something that we do not get to do very often. It is a pretty exciting morning here. Hollywood Dono, Trevor, in for Joe. We will take a pause. More of your calls to come as we continue our celebration here on WQAM.
Oh, we're going to celebrate. A lot of Bud Light, Mick Ultra, all summer.
Good day to be a beer salesman down here in South Florida.
Kidding me?
I'm guessing those guys are all beer drinkers, right? These hockey guys. They're not there's no champagne. I mean, a little spraying action, but like they're beer drinkers.
Beer and whiskey.
Vodka, whiskey, anything hard.
Because whiskey is like the manliest of the liquors, right?
Yeah, I just wonder who can take the most. And I'm guessing like Tkachuk is probably the leader. Yeah. You know, he's my clubhouse leader at the moment.
I will have to take his father and then his brother. I'll take the Tkachuks versus Roenick, Jovanovski, and I also throw Billy Lindsay in there maybe.
Good day to be a Bud Light salesman here in South Florida. A lot of that stuff flowing here over the next few days. All right, 305-567 is how you reach us here. We're taking calls all morning because it is a celebration, which we don't get to do this very often. And it is, it's really cool to be on the air here. And, you know, for us, Dono, and I'm Hollywood, he's Dono, and Trevor's driving the program for us here today. This is one of those shows that you won't ever forget. You know, you get to be on the air right after a win like this. And, you know, for me, there's a few shows that I will always remember. I remember working again, Joe takes vacation this time of year. This is usually the time of year we take vacation in this business. And,
Enough clout in this town that like he's the only guy who can take a vacation like during finals. Runs.
But he knows this. He knows that when he goes on vacation, something big is going to happen because it always does. And I remember the decision with LeBron. And that was one of the one of the craziest things ever.
That was
a wild thing.
It was as big as winning a championship.
Yes,
my buddy really was at the decision in Greenwich, Connecticut, by the way.
Yeah, that was crazy. And I remember being on the air that morning after it with Adam Cooperstein because Joe was on vacation.
Wow.
I remember doing post-game shows for the Heat when they won their championships in 12 and 13. funny enough. With Danny Garcia who works here, Dave Dwork used to work with us here. Dave Dwork does the hockey show now with Roy Bellamy, and they do a tremendous job covering the Panthers. I feel great for guys like that, by the way, who have been covering the team through thick and thin, right?
Yeah,
and,
like Dave, I used to go to games with Dwork because his family's had season tickets forever, and like I used to go to some games with him. When the team was awful, like before the current ownership group came in and they would lose like 5-1 and there were 40 fans there and how far they've come.
Yeah, I was texting back and forth with Dave and just telling him how I enjoy the work and how far we've come, man, from taking the QAM promotional vehicle to the All-Star game in Orlando to watch the NBA All-Star game. And we were doing that that basketball show back then, and you know, it's amazing to see how far everything has come. But there are some shows that you never forget. There's some moments as a sports fan that you never forget, and I think this is definitely one of those, Dono, that You won't soon forget here if you're a if you're a Panther fan or if you're one of these new people, one of these people that is just kind of jumping on board with this whole
thing.
And
I'm glad this one can stick out for me as a show I can do, and I'll remember this forever after something really positive. Because like a couple of the shows that I've done over the years that I remember for not so positive stuff, I happen to be when I was doing evenings on QAM years ago. Like I happened to be on live when we found out Dwayne Wade was leaving Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Signing with Chicago. I was on during that.
I was crushed, by the way, when that happened.
Yeah.
I was crushed.
And it broke while I was live on the air. So then I had to deal with my own emotions doing that. And I was also on the air live on a midday show when LeBron decided to go back to Cleveland, when they issued that letter. You know, so I'll remember
that. Was like in the middle of the day, right?
Yeah, it was in the middle of the day. I was doing 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and that broke like at some point around lunchtime. And, you know, I'll never forget that.
Yeah, this is a pretty memorable one here this morning. Let's sneak in a couple more calls here before we head off to the 8 o'clock hour. Caller, you're on the air here. What's your name?
It's Armando, North Miami. What's up,
Armando? What's
hey,
up, my brother?
Armando! What's up,
guys? I never thought any playoff ride would rival the 2003 Marlins like you guys just alluded to.
Yeah. Sir.
Tell you what. The last 3.5 minutes last night, and hearing Bill Lindsay's call on the radio a little while ago, on one of the break after one of the breaks, goosebumps. I'm talking about. I was off the couch like it was. That was like, and Don alluded to it, and I think I tweeted as it was happening, because even Sean McDonough was saying when it was 1-1 and Edmonton was on that power play, it felt like next goal wins. Yeah. Selling stick breaks. It was looking those 2 minutes. Felt like 2 hours.
I was freaking out. Yeah,
he's skating around up top there. He's just
he's
trying to do something.
There, and I'm like, get him a stick. I'm like, get this guy a stick.
I thought I was playing Blades of Steel when I was 20, like a kid back in the day.
He was skating out there.
Nice reference, Armando.
I knew you would like that. Now that segment and the end of the game, the final minute, McDonough also said Edmonton looks absolutely gassed.
Yeah. I think everyone was at that point.
Yeah.
As far as a series, I'm not just saying it because the Panthers are involved. This might go down as an all-timer because Edmonton down 3-0, they look like it was over. Give them credit. They fought back. I'm like you. I'm a Hard Rock degenerate myself. It was even money at when the game started last night.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't see it was minus 105 each way. You don't see that in a Game 7. So even a lot of Panther fans I know, they were shook because they kicked our ass for 3 games in a row. Let's not even sugarcoat. What they did last night was they just unbelievable for the ages. And I got to get to in the office here, and I just want to say one thing. There's nothing sweeter and better than your wife walking into the family room while you're celebrating. You look at her in the eyes and say, baby, Miko Mikalumi. Have a good day, guys.
that's a hell of a
thank
call.
Thank you, Mondo. Way to go out on that one. That was nice.
That's a liner. I'm going to use that next time.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Brilliant.
But, you talk about the emotional swings of this series. I mean, my God, man. Yeah, you know, Mondo's right, by the way. Going into that game last night, I didn't really know what to think. I kind of leaned towards the thought that this is kind of taking its mental toll on the Panthers and, losing 3 straight and now having to deal with, a game 7, and it felt like it was going to be a tough mountain to climb.
The first 5 minutes of the game, my mentality changed. Watching because I'm like, you know what?
They didn't come out flat.
At that point, I realized, okay, maybe the last 3 games didn't matter because, again, like I've said it a couple times on the show, I'm sure I'll say it again before 10 a.m. Watching the first 5 minutes and seeing the intensity levels, you could tell. Everyone knew it was Game 7. No one's going to have to play hockey again for 3 months. We can put our bodies on the line. We can't in any other game at any other point in the playoffs. And that's when I realized, hey, maybe Games 4, 5, and 6 don't matter right now.
All right, let's sneak in one more call here before we head off to break. Caller, what's your name, and you're on the air.
Hey, this is Marcus from Calle Ocho.
Marcus, good morning, my friend.
Good morning. What a great day. Gentlemen, I got to tell you, the tension in my living room last night could make Will Rogers punch a nun. Okay? It was that bad. I had a full head of hair, but it's sprinkled about my living room right now because I was pulling my hair out during the last 2 minutes. I was in the Miami Arena when the Panthers lost to the Avalanche afterwards. And let me tell you what. The intensity and the joy and everything else to me, in hockey, only compares to the Miracle on Ice for me. Because I thought it was that intense, and the countdown and everything else going on. But what I really want to talk about is Paul Maurice. When he hoisted that Stanley Cup,
yeah.
Did anybody get a chance to read his lips? I did.
Oh, no.
I didn't. He said what I say all the time. That makes him my kind of guy.
Well, Paul Maurice has a he's got a colorful vocabulary.
Yes, he does.
Which I appreciate. But also, like when he curses, he does it so eloquently and so casually. They do not sound like bad words when Paul Maurice says them. Like anybody else uses.
No, he's
those,
very humble, very sedate.
Yeah,
yeah. He's great. But guys, listen, I love the show, and I want to say congrats to the Panthers. I love it. I can't tell you how joyful I am after three games suffering like, oh no. And then they come out and they leave everything on the ice. Thank you, Panthers. And gentlemen, thanks for the great show that you do.
That's very nice of you to say, man. We really appreciate that. We're just here celebrating like the rest of you guys.
Absolutely. I'm gonna.
This is an interesting day here in South Florida. Yeah, you got to do that.
Again.
But
yeah.
This is an interesting day because no work is gonna get done in our town.
No,
like, who the hell is
when
getting
never
any
get work
done?
Yeah,
like nothing's gonna be accomplished in our city here. This
both counties, this morning, both counties from Hollywood, both counties.
And if you're like in the supervisor position, you're a boss or a manager or something, let it go today.
Yeah,
right. Be cool. Like nobody wants to work today.
Well, it's kind of like the day after the Super Bowl, and it doesn't even matter if your team plays. And obviously, our team never plays in it. But.
Well, yeah, we're not doing that today.
Sorry,
but that by the way, that Monday should be a national holiday.
It should be, because people basically take it off anyway.
Yeah, and mentally we're not there.
No.
All right, mentally we are here. We are taking your calls. We got the 8 o'clock hour coming up next. It is a celebration of a championship here in South Florida. We are the flagship home of the Florida Panthers, and it is quite a day to celebrate here. Our Cats are finally Stanley Cup champions. We'll take more of your calls at 305-567-0560. The 8 o'clock hour is next here on The Joe Rose Show.
This hour of The Joe Rose Show on WQAM is
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.